I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Patients and caregivers seeking the opioid reversal drug naloxone can now get the medication without a doctor's prescription. That's thanks to a state law that went into effect 1 year ago, allowing pharmacists to prescribe and dispense the drug. WNPR traveled around the state to speak with pharmacists who got certified to learn why they did it and what demand for naloxone has been like. Vizel's Pharmacy sits on a corner in New Haven, in the same neighborhood where on one day in June, 17 people overdosed and 3 people died from opioids. On its door is a sign, a bright advertisement for naloxone, also known as Narcan, a medicine that can reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. Pharmacist Ed Fenaro Jr. holds up one kind of naloxone kit, a demo of an auto-injector, which he flips on.
To inject, place black end against outer thigh, then press firmly and hold in place for 5 seconds. 5, 4.
Fenaro is certified to prescribe naloxone. He's one of nearly 1,000 pharmacists in the state who can do it. That means you can walk into a store, ask for the drug, and get it without a note from your doctor. But as more and more pharmacists get certified to prescribe naloxone, demand is still spotty. Not everyone is aware of the drug, which, depending on the kit, can range in price from about $150 to several thousand dollars. And not every store has a pharmacist who's certified to prescribe it. Roderick Marriott is director of the Drug Control Division for the State Department of Consumer Protection.
One of the really important messages we're trying to get out to people is call your pharmacy, ask a lot of questions about it, and if you're not getting an answer or people seem unsure, ask for the pharmacist.
Statewide, Marriott says about 320 stores have a pharmacist on staff who can prescribe and dispense naloxone, including major chains like Rite Aid and CVS. Marriott says Walgreens is currently working with the state to get its pharmacist certified, and in the meantime, lots of independent stores have already gotten on board. Over at Granby Pharmacy, Jean Keating says she's only written one prescription, but still, she says it's important she's certified because heroin is in her community.
We've had one patient that we knew very well who he ended up dying of a heroin overdose. Mm-hmm. And then there's another person in our community who he had a son the same age as my son, so and he died of a heroin overdose. So if I had the opportunity to save his life, that little boy would still have a father.
At Petricone's Torrington Pharmacy in the largest city in Connecticut's northwest corner, heroin is in the community too. Joseph Petricone Jr., a pharmacist there, says demand for naloxone has been increasing since he got certified.
We're getting in a few a week. Actually, as a matter of fact, now I'm starting to see a couple people, unfortunately, coming back for their second kit.
But Petricone says everyone who should have naloxone still isn't asking for it, in part because of stigma. Jill Fitzgerald, a pharmacist and teacher at the UConn School of Pharmacy, which offers one of the online courses used to certify pharmacists, says that means sometimes pharmacists need to start the conversation.
It's not just for addiction or for patients who are using opiates inappropriately, but actually for patients who have a known and legitimate medical use for these products.
And that could include prescription painkillers. Jackie Murphy at Hancock Pharmacy at Long Wharf in New Haven is located near a substance abuse clinic. She's writing a lot more prescriptions than other certified pharmacists, about 3 to 5 for naloxone per week.
I did 2 kits this morning.
And while lots of people in treatment request the drug, she says a lot of her job involves education of people on prescription opioids too. Like a discussion she had with a grandmother who keeps her pain medication in the house while taking care of her 2 grandchildren.
God forbid they get into your stuff. And she goes, oh my God, I never thought of that possibility. I said, and that's what I used to tell people. I said, it's not that I think that you're going to overdose. I'm concerned about somebody coming into your house and overdosing in your house.
Back in the New Haven neighborhood where 17 people overdosed on one day this summer, pharmacist Ed Fenaro says,
you'd think that, maybe people were asking, but in reality, no. I still, to this day, haven't seen a huge demand.
Still, he keeps 3 naloxone kits in stock anytime, and he says he can have more kits in stock within 24 hours if demand spikes.
The fact is that if it's out there, it's available. If somebody's in a circumstance where, again, family member, loved one, whomever, has an opioid overdose, well, now I have a product readily available.
Fenaro says he'll sit down with anyone who requests a kit, or even anyone who is curious about naloxone, to explain to them the importance of the drug, how to use it, and how it could save the life of someone suffering from an opioid overdose. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.